This is Laughs and Littles, a conversation about friendship and faith in the midst of motherhood. Life at Littles is better when we do it together. So grab a load of laundry and join us for some laughs.
What were you laughing at?
I totally forgot what we were talking about. And then I see my note about Willard and Footloose. And I was like, oh.
Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.
Inspired by a catechism in a year, but also by real life. We're going to talk about baptism, and like what the catechism says about baptism, and our own baptisms and baptizing our newest babies.
Yeah. So I am still doing catechism in a year, but I'm like, I don't know, 120 days behind, but I'm still trekking. So that's where I am. But I was struck by him reading the passages from the catechism on baptism, because I mean, it's such a powerful sacrament. So he starts off here. Okay. So this is in the catechism 1250, two paragraphs that I'll read. Born with a fallen human nature and tainted by original sin, children also have need of the new birth in baptism to be freed from the power of darkness and brought into the realm of the freedom of children of God, to which all men are called. The sheer gratuitousness of the grace of salvation is particularly manifest in infant baptism. So that line really stuck with me, because he made the point, like, they have done nothing to, like, deserve baptism. Like, it is out of the sheer grace that God is, like, calling to them. You know, so often Catholics are thought of as, like, being works-based or whatever. And it's like, no, you don't have to do anything. You have to be one day old, 1 minute old to be baptized. You cannot do anything to earn your baptism, which we see in the gospel again and again, essential to salvation. So it's like, no, like this salvation is such a free gift, and this freedom from original sin. So I'll continue reading from the catechism now. It says, the church and the parents would deny a child the priceless grace of becoming a child of God were they not to confer baptism shortly after birth. Christian parents will recognize that this practice also accords with their role as nurturers of the life that God has entrusted to them. So it was 1250 and 1251. So then shortly after birth becomes then a conversation to me. That's a pretty powerful phrase, because it's obviously not like, there's no number on there. So it's like up to one's discretion. I have a joke that I tell everyone when they get baptized. It's kind of a morbid joke. It only lands like 40% of the time. I think it's a good joke because it says a lot about what I know to be true about baptism. So I just said this to a friend, saw him walking in with his baby, you know, for their private family baptism. And I was like, congratulations. Yay, yay, yay. I was like, now you don't have to drive so carefully. It's my, which is totally a morbid joke. Go with it. But the point being that, like, now she's baptized. Like, but I think it's really, it. First of all, I think sometimes people just like don't get it because like they're probably sleep deprived. But second of all, I think it's really uncomfortable for people to think about like the topic of like, well, if my baby's not baptized, does that mean they're going to have like that's an uncomfortable thing for a lot of people to think about. But obviously in the catechism, it says like we entrust unbaptized and unborn babies to God. You know, it's not for us to say, like, it's
to the mercy of God.
Yes. It's not really for us to dwell on or decide. It's just like, we trust in God's promises. We trust in his goodness. We entrust them to him and like move on. So anyway, that's my morbid joke.
So Evangeline was baptized before I was. Mm-hmm. So as we've had kids, you know, with her, I was kind of like, Chris felt the, like, he kind of would make comments. He would love that joke. Like, he always is joking of like, we got to get this baby baptized. Like,
yeah.
And I was always kind of like, what? And as we've had more kids, I've like absorbed that anxiety where like, I feel this palpable relief once we've baptized the baby of like, okay. And like, we did that, like, as parents, we, you know, we did it. We got you baptized. Like, we did a huge part of our role as parents for you. Like, I'm glad we got that box checked.
Yeah. Well, and it continues on, which is like why we have like holy water sometimes in our home, and why we have like holy water that we bless ourselves with at church. Like, every time we renew that promise and like remember our own promise, and it's like, yes, box check, but like we continue on with it. So what's, when you got Evangeline baptized, what was your like perception of baptism at the time? Were you like, oh, like she's being washed from original sin and is now part of the Catholic Church?
I'd been baptized as a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't coming at it from that perspective of like, no, this should be something that she's like choosing, you know, this isn't, I didn't see it as like, this has to be an adult decision to be saved. I had that reality of like, my parents gave this gift to me as an infant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving this gift, you know, or like God is giving the gift. But I think the original sin part was new to me. And I was still kind of like mulling over that. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I would say things like, oh, she's so perfect. And Chris was like, well, she's not perfect. And I was like, what?
My first baby. Of course she is. Yeah, Chris and I jive on these jokes. Okay. Yeah. I don't think I thought about original sin at all with respect to baptism before becoming Catholic. And I remember reading a book about baptism being like an integral part to my conversion of heart, of like being open to learning more about the faith. Oh, like baptism is really powerful. And like, this is a huge sacrament. And like, it comes with great grace and power for us to strive to be like Christ. Like, we've been given this gift. It's interesting thinking about, yeah, like infant baptism versus like older. So I was baptized when I was like, you know, 12, and it was, you know, like the profession of faith. And in thinking about it, getting ready for tonight, I mean, it just is really, it's like in the Protestant church, it feels like they know that there needs to be some kind of like it's their confirmation is like how it's treated. It's like, you've chosen this. Now you get to like be a part of the church fully, and like you're dedicating your life. So I think it's like all with really good intention, and like they're trying to bring some like liturgy to it. But this whole like, they shouldn't be baptized because they don't have a choice in it is just kind of silly, because like, we make choices for our infants and babies and children and toddlers like all the time that are good for them.
Okay, I read this conversion story book. He was like, I think Episcopal and then became Catholic. This book, the way he was like wrestling with everything, I think that's when I kind of started to really appreciate baptism more, because he was really thinking about the kingdom of God and Jesus talking about the kingdom of God is at hand. Mm-hmm. And like, what is this kingdom? Like, but then my kingdom is not of this world, but like, I am establishing this church on earth, thinking about, is this kingdom totally metaphorical, like kind of ephemeral, not physical in any way, just sort of out there? Is it like a way of being, or like a softness of heart?
Mm-hmm.
Or are there some concrete physical signs here and now, like a now and not yet kind of-ness? And he was like, he talked about infant baptism of like being born. You can be born into this kingdom. Like, you can be, you just, your parents, by who your parents are, by their faith, you're born into this kingdom. You become a child of God. There's some kind of like, I mean, okay, sacraments, I think, was what he was wrestling with here too. So it's like these like water, oils, physical, natural things that are signs to us of God's grace and outpourings of his grace, like on our physical bodies. I was just like totally jiving with that, of kind of like things clicking into place for me. I'm like, yeah.
And then you were baptized again.
Yeah.
You took a bath. Can't get rebaptized.
Been baptized twice. Yeah, I'm like still annoyed about this.
I don't know this at all. I don't know this story.
As I was coming into the church, I told our parish priests, like, I've been baptized before. Yeah. There was not a record of it in a church because it was just like a home baptism. We just did it at home with a pastor.
Yeah, yeah.
That was good enough for the Holy Ghost priest who married us. He just had my parents sign as witnesses to my baptism and was like, yeah, you've been baptized. You're a baptized Christian.
Baptized by water during the Trinity. Yeah.
But he was like, you know, let's just do a conditional baptism so that it's in the records of the parish.
Mm.
And I was like, okay.
He's like really trying to make sure.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, like our Protestant baptisms are valid and
yeah,
it's all one baptism. I shouldn't even say Protestant baptism because that's not a thing. It's right. All one baptism and we are all baptized, you know.
Trinitarian.
Like, yes, yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we've both had babies baptized this year. So we had Dominic baptized 4 or 5 weeks after he was born this time, which is pretty much what we've been able to do with all of them, between 4 and 6 weeks.
Oh, for us, it was about 2 months, which is about what they've all been.
You and we've tried to have it land also on time when like family can come, because I think that's a really good consideration, especially if you like have family coming from out of town. Like you want them. It's like holding both those in balance of like, this is an urgent sacrament to bestow upon our children that we are nurturing and we are like the caretakers of this, but also we can wait 3 weeks for whatever it is, like there's no number, to like let our family be involved in this. I think when it gets to the point of like you're waiting a substantial amount of time, let's say like 6-12 months, because it has to be a big baptism party and you have to have the whole family, that's when I'm like, let's talk about that. let's think about that. Like, I think to me, when I read shortly after birth, I think like within 3 months as my like, no one's asking for my opinion on this, but like, that's like my gut response. If someone was to say like, gun to your head, put a number on this.
I mean, it's funny because I feel like you see so many saints like in their biography, it's like day of birth, day of baptism. And it's like, you know, they're 1 day old, 1 to 3 days old when they get baptized.
I've never seen that. Where are you reading this?
I'm thinking of like the Martin family, Saint Therese and
oh, that's awesome.
Her sisters and them. Yeah. That's probably that time period too. But
that's amazing.
Yeah, we could do it much sooner. It's for us, it's the godparents are more the limiting factor. Like, when can we get the godparents in town?
Sure.
Both of them. And yeah.
With the code LAUGHSANDLITTLES10, you can get 10% off your entire purchase at chooselife.com.
They have a new Calcutta stretch and wrap rosary bracelet, which comes in small, medium, large size. And it's gorgeous because it's got the blue and white gemstones that really do remind me of St. Mother Teresa. And that's so beautiful. And then they have these new crinkle saint cards. And I'm just so in like the crinkle stage with baby Dominic right now, where he's like grabbing all those crinkly things. And so this cute little baby saint card.
With the code LAUGHSANDLITTLES10, you can get 10% off your entire purchase at chooselife.com.
My goddaughter was born right before we moved out of California. And thank goodness she came a little bit early. And then we had her baptism when she was like 4 days old or something. It was like all super last minute, so we could be there. It was amazing. And now they're just like an hour and a half from us. So it's pretty cool. And it was like, wow, this is the smallest baby I've ever seen get baptized.
This time, because Chris is all into the liturgy stuff, Chris said, let's wait till the part in the liturgy where they say, like, now you are clothed with your garment of salvation or whatever it is. To like put the,
yeah,
because we have a family gown that we've used for all the kids. So we did like a change We like changed him. But I kind of forgot. I forgot that was happening. It was a fun, chaotic morning where like we went to mass, then we came back for the noon baptism. So he was wearing like a random onesie shirt, not what I would have picked for pictures. And he was very fussy too. So I was like holding him in just this one particular way, bouncing him the whole time. And then it was like, and now Joseph, we're going to put this huge silk gown on you. And Chris just kind of like popped it over his head and then like went somewhere else. And I was like, his arms are not out. Like he's just kind of like in this swath of silk. Like someone else kind of helped me get his arms out.
Oh gosh. I mean, sure. I mean, it's great.
I appreciate, I was like, we, you know, the visual he's moved from his casual clothes to his white garment of salvation.
I was at a baptism once, a beautiful baptism where they also did that, but the baby was 4 months old and it was like 3.5 minutes of crying while they put this on. And I was like, oh, this is a long, which 3.5 minutes feels like an eternity.
Yeah.
when you're watching someone put that on. What did you write about Footloose?
I know, I'm trying to remember. I need to circle back because I mentioned Willard.
Remember in the Catechism in a Year, Father talking about training and he mentioned, but I don't remember exactly.
Okay, I think he was talking about like once you're baptized, like there's this pre-catechesis before your baptism, and then there's post-catechesis, like you live your whole rest of your life as a baptized person, continuing to learn about the faith. And so I think that was his point, that like
he talked for a few minutes about the Rocky scenes.
The Rocky, how much he loves that, how much he loves training montages. And I think it's to show like the journey of faith.
Yeah.
Anyway, as he was talking on and on about Rocky, I was like, another great training montage he should mention is when, is it Kevin?
I've never seen Footloose.
You've never seen Footloose?
Okay. I've seen Footloose live. I haven't seen the movie.
Kevin Spacey is the actor, right? Kevin Bacon. When Kevin Bacon teaches the character Willard, don't know the actor's real name, how to dance. Such a good, that is the best.
I think his point was like, we all have holes in our catechetical training. We all must continue like training, montaging on, like learning about the faith. And like, we're not done yet.
Yes. Because as adults, when an adult is baptized, they go through some catechesis to be baptized. But he was saying an infant doesn't, right? It's just boom. Yes. You receive the grace and then your catechesis comes like after.
Yeah. Do you want to say anything about godparents?
Godparents are just like so special. Like once you invite someone to be a godparent, you have this like special relationship with them that I really love, of like, here's someone who like has this prayerful, loving relationship with your child, even from long distance, now feels like bonded to your family in this way because you like invited them into this. And now how I kind of picture a godparent is like someone I want to like, someone who could in theory, I mean like life circumstances can make this like not able to happen, but someone who would like be there for my kids' confirmation and would be like really excited to help them prepare for confirmation and that sacrament.
Yeah, that is the ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like what you said about, they become a part of your whole family in a very real sense, because it's like they support and pray for the child, but then they're also there to support you and you pray for them as well. Mm-hmm. Amazing. We hope you have a great week with lots of laughs with your littles.